Last month, the Florida Secretary of State's office said that the Florida Hometown Democracy campaign had come up over 65,000 signatures short of the 611,009 needed to qualify for the November ballot. It was a bitter disappointment for supporters of the proposal, which would force public votes on big development decisions. The proposed amendment's authors say they will continue to collect signatures so that it can make it on the 2010 ballot. But other supporters are angry at how the petition counting was handled with the Secretary of State's office and say they're not ready to drop the issue just yet. John Hedrick is the chairman of the Panhandle Citizens Coalition.
We have definitely not ruled out pursuing 2008, and we're doing the desperate things we feel we need to do to be able to pursue this for 2008.
Last week, Hedrick wrote to Governor Charlie Crist requesting a meeting to go over complaints that Hometown Democracy supporters have about how the state counted, or did not, the required signatures by the February 1st deadline. Usually, county elections offices have 30 days to verify signatures. But when petitions are turned in less than 30 days before the February 1st deadline, there was no longer a guarantee that they would be counted, and that's what's led to criticism from Hedrick and others. In his letter to the governor, Hedrick listed a series of other problems that happened with the signature count process, saying that depending on where you lived, a valid petition submitted as late as February 1st would count, while others were not counted even if the petition had been submitted by January 2nd.
Had folks known this was an issue and had been corrected as an issue ages ago, it would just have given everyone a much better idea as to where exactly everyone working on initiatives was as they moved down the way. The way they first didn't reveal the problem, and then the way they dealt with it was by suddenly stripping the data off their websites and keeping everyone in the dark for 3 weeks. This further compounded the problem for everyone having to work on initiative petitions.
State election officials admitted in January that their offices were inundated with signed petitions to process, and the state then stopped posting the number of valid signed petitions because they said they could not give an accurate count. John Hedrick, who also serves as the Growth Management and Sprawl Chairman of the statewide chapter of the Sierra Club, said it seems that the Secretary of State's office simply didn't care.
Or it was deliberate to do things like this. Who knows? But the fact of the matter is, it just shows a lot of basic disregards for the electoral and the petitioning process here in Florida.